Blog Talk Radio.
Terminal fans, QT and Sign Guy with you here on another Sunday afternoon. If you're looking for some wrestling today, you have Championship Wrestling from Hollywood in Port Huneme, California. Up in our neck of the woods, blue collar wrestling like usual on a Sunday afternoon at the North Portland Eagles. And if you want to read about wrestling, great article today in the Seattle Times. It was featuring the show that took place in Tukwila, put on by Big League Wrestling in August. So it's finally made its way to the newspaper. It must be a slow newspaper. Am I right, QT? QT, are you with us?
Yes.
All right. Well, we have one half of our guests today. So far, hopefully the other half will be making its way soon. But Stompin' Steve, you have returned. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you.
Now, I'm sure you've seen episode 348 of The Sign of the Times. I touched on it there.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I heard you sound like you was underwater, or you sound like you were swimming the whole time.
Well, I was near an undisclosed body of water.
Right. My volume, I actually had it on my computer at work, and I couldn't hardly hear it because our volume was, we don't have good speakers. And then I turned it on my cell phone and just put my ear right against the cell phone. And I'm like, and I couldn't, like, I had to put my ear right on the phone to more than see it. So, and all I heard, I was like, splish, splash, splash, you know, I just heard water, water, you know. Of course, I know you're nearby water, but.
I definitely was. Now, can you confirm this is your biggest dream in life, to be on the same show as Meat? I know it's been months and months in the making. Last time this was supposed to happen, Meat was in a hospital with a very serious injury. Hopefully that's not happened today. I know he recently had a lot of blood loss. Hopefully he'll be calling in soon.
Hopefully, yeah.
Now, speaking of meat and blood loss, I know certain sports entertainers are very afraid of meat. You're not afraid of meat, are you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Now, QT speculated earlier this week. I don't know if this would be possible, but at some point in time, some place, somehow, will we ever see Meat and Stompin' Steve both dancing to Justin Bieber?
I find that highly unlikely.
Well, why is that? I mean, Meat loves to dance to Justin Bieber. He loves the Biebs.
Mm-hmm. Which song?
Well, he's danced to a few of them, but he really loves, you know, well, I can't say specifics. I think he equally loves all of them. He's the biggest Justin Bieber fan known to exist.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything from Bieber in a while. even on stations I listen to, although maybe he's singing the things I don't realize it's him or something.
Oh, you're saying you would do it, perhaps?
I doubt it.
Well, that's going to hurt Meat's feelings. I think that line had been his biggest career goal.
Well, cash or check?
Well, I'm sure he'd pay in cash. Although, to be fair, I believe, to my knowledge, Meat has only promoted one show in his life.
Wow.
Well, did you think that he maybe promoted more than that?
I would think.
Well, nope. To my knowledge, he only promoted one show, and it was a benefit show. Things didn't go the greatest backstage, though. There was some chaos that night, as I recall it.
Oh, I know. I know how benefit shows go. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. I had the one I had about 5 years ago or so. That went pretty smoothly, though. I would have liked to have had a larger crowd.
Well, I think every promoter thinks that of every show.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things you could do better. You could think after it happens, you're like, I should have done this, should have done that.
Absolutely, that's part of running shows. Now, you, of course, at one point in time, you feuded intensely with a man that was once tag team partners with Meat. It's been a while, but the two of you have a shared history with someone that you may or may not acknowledge exists at any given point in time, the devastatingly handsome Dash Venture Sullivan. Have you and Meat found a bond over a common sports entertainer? Is that the connection here?
I don't know about necessarily that. It's just, you know, I haven't heard from him for, I haven't heard of him, him being around for a while.
Are you saying you run him out of the business?
No, I'm kind of out of the business myself. So, if you want to say he ran me out, I guess, no, but he didn't.
Well, I like to think that I did last year after you brutally assaulted me for no apparent reason.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that was kind of a surprise.
Yes, a very awkward surprise. You weren't even booked on that show, as I recall it.
No. Just visiting some friends.
That was a good show. Were you there to see Phoebe or maybe Ross?
What's that? I apologize.
Were you there to see Phoebe, maybe Ross, perhaps Monica?
Oh, the friends. Oh, those friends. No, that's a different set of friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, QT, do you have any questions, perhaps Justin Bieber related to Ass Stomp and Steve at this point?
Well, yes, you were slightly hesitant, Sign Guy, when it came to Justin Bieber's song. There's pretty much a song called Love Yourself, Mistletoe, Beauty and the Beat, Boyfriend, Somebody to Love, One Less Lonely Girl, All I Want for Christmas is You with Mariah Carey and The Feeling.
Hmm. I remember that song, Mariah Carey song. I bought that CD back in 94 when she first released it.
What?
That's where Bieber was around, though.
Was that All I Want for Christmas?
back in 1994, she did that Christmas album. But of course, Bieber wasn't on that one, of course. But I remember that one.
Why does everyone always do a Christmas album?
Because they sell pretty well, probably.
I'm not sure if they... Well, I'm not sure if they sell that well, but are there any plans for you and me to do a Christmas album? That's my question.
Not currently, no.
I see. Okay. Is there any chance that you'll do a Christmas album with Dash Venture and Sign Guy?
No plans.
Oh, okay. Well, Steve, do you plan to do a Christmas album with the Razor Ramones? And have you currently seen the Razor Ramones in concert?
I haven't, but I've heard about them. I haven't really kept up on their stuff lately, though.
Well, that's Dave the Beast Barnett's favorite band. Hasn't
right.
Hasn't our most favorite referee rock star invited you to one of their gigs backstage?
He may have in the past. I can't quite remember, but it's been a while. But I didn't end up making it.
Now, I realize that Dave the Beast Barnett, he's made this public, but since then, since he's made this public about 3 years ago, he has kind of wanted it hushed up. There was that period of time, and I hope his rehab is going good, that he was into smoking catnip. Smoking catnip. Yes, crushed catnip.
Huh. That's news to me.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, sometimes, you know, you get out of the, how would you say, upper crust society of Shelbyville, and news doesn't travel that well. Yes, even in this age of Twitter and Facebook. Crazy, you didn't know Dave the Beast Barnett had a catnip problem.
I didn't know. Did not know that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Stump and Steve, I also saw the most recent Sign of the Times, and it did have audio problems. I hope to work closely with Sign Guy to get that rectified. Yes.
That's got to be a monumental task.
Maybe they could do a first ever reshoot of a Sign of the Times. Like have a, what number was that Sign Guy? 374?
348.
Could you have a Sign of the Times 348A, the expanded edition?
Potentially.
I don't know, but when he does 350, I'd like to hear it and call it Tree 50. From South Park.
350. You gave that Loch Ness Monster 350?
Exactly. Exactly. You got it.
Yeah, my baby's getting married. No, that was a succubus edition. Yes.
Yes, he needs to emphasize the 350 when it comes
350,
to that.
350, yeah. That Loch Ness Monster, he comes around, I gave him $1. You gave him $1. That was my favorite episodes. Yes.
That was the funny one.
Yes.
That was the funny one. Yes, it was.
That was about as funny as, let me see, Jimmy and Timmy join the Crips.
Oh, yeah.
The Crips Street Gang. Yes.
That was the first few years, so it's not I haven't watched it recently, but that still was probably in the first five seasons of the show, wasn't it? Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm not sure about the sequence. It was pretty funny, you know. I think Jimmy gave the Crip gang some ginger ale and cookies to eat, I think. Ginger ale. Yes. My boy Roller and two four legs smoked 12 bloods. and then when they confronted Jimmy, his parents confronted him on his gang, and he goes, "Why you dissing my friends, Mom? If you can't be down with my friends, you can pass that blunt to the nigger on the left."
Yeah. I remember that they said it's the seventh season, actually, so it wasn't the top first five. It was that, it's called Crazy Cripples is the name of the episode. It was the second episode of the seventh season.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, how many seasons are they up to?
Oh, 20? They're over 20.
Holy smokes.
I think
they're
21 or so. I mean, I think it started in 97 or around that. And they even have a hashtag cancel South Park now. They want to
they
want to get the show canceled. They want to get their own show canceled.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, recently they came out with PC Principal, who I think would be a good wrestler. PC Principal.
Might be, yeah. That might be a good name for a wrestler too.
Yes. Well, that's very good. Okay. Well, now let me see. Now, I was at a recent blue collar wrestling event where Meat did dance in the ring with a man called Leatherface.
Wow, that Leatherface gets around.
It's the only time in blue collar wrestling history that an actual chainsaw was introduced and actually running in the crowd.
Oh,
I myself like the exhaust fumes. Yes.
Oh boy. Yes.
Well, something. Have you ever gave any South Park box sets for Christmas presents?
I haven't. That's an enormous box set now because it's being over 20 years old, 20 years, 20 seasons.
Oh, okay. Holy smokes! All right. Well, now, Steve, in terms of size differential, what matchup, if you could travel back in time, would appeal to you more? King Kong Bundy versus Little Beaver, or the Great Khali versus Rey Mysterio?
Well, Khali can move too well. But Rey Mysterio could. Bundy can, Rey Mysterio would almost make me want to have it, but then again, Little Beaver and King Kong Bundy, I think they both overall moved a little bit better than, because Khali just is almost, basically doesn't move much of anything except chops. And so I can almost, I would lean toward Rey Mysterio because of all he does. But then again, if you want a more of an equal footing between two competitors, you probably got Little Beaver against King Kong Bundy as far as being mobile.
Oh, okay. Well, the Great Khali and Andre the Giant were kind of similar in movements, especially in Andre's latter years.
Yes.
I think the same kind of could be said with Kane, although sometimes that you've got a kind of mixed bag with Kane. I had a friend that saw him live in the Tacoma Dome and said that he was moving real slow. But
Kane slowed down, but I still think he does pretty well.
I would have liked to seen Andre the Giant in his earlier years, say his mid-20s. That would have been something to see.
Right. Not a lot of people have seen him in video on his, mid-20s.
Yes. Yes. Now, what do you think about what about this controversy about Saudi Arabia? The WWE has signed lucrative contracts, or they're in talks, and the amount of money that the Royal Kingdom was offering the WWE superstars to appear even probably helped entice Shawn Michaels to come out of retirement.
Yes, I saw that.
They have a diplomat that appears to have been killed by the Saudi Arabia consulate, and that that Prince Bin Faisal, or one of the top princes, is rumored to have been involved.
So
yeah,
I don't know about that.
I don't know what they're gonna do. I heard that they were gonna. Some people said they took it off their WWE took it off their calendar supposedly, but they haven't announced anything yet. But then again, like people like Dave Meltzer said, it's still on as far as he knows. So I don't know how. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. It's still kind of up in the air.
Well, you know, as you know, in Saudi Arabia, they won't let the lady wrestlers make an appearance. I myself would. But the anarchist in me would love to see a couple lady wrestlers smuggled in over there and suddenly wrestle. Although you could probably have a rest then, you know, I would think, unless Vince McMahon was there. But, boy, I would love to have seen Lita come out of retirement and wrestle, you know, I don't know, Brie Bella over there. Lita versus Brie Bella.
I would be afraid to see what would happen, though, with the you know, as far as the Saudis, how they would just, I mean, I think they accidentally ran some video promo with that had some ladies in it when they were there last time, and they about the Saudis just lost their minds over that.
Oh,
so
video.
I don't know. I know they have their own pay-per-view coming up here pretty soon, so the ladies do.
What do you think would have happened if they were showing stuff on that Jumbotron in Saudi Arabia and they saw the scene where Mae Young was in bed with Mark Henry?
Oh, my. I don't know. It's hard to say.
I don't know. I wonder what would go over, over. Well, I don't know. I have a feeling that they have seen South Park in Saudi Arabia. Probably some of the Tamer episodes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure some have, yes.
But I would hope that they would have seen that 350 with the dinosaur.
You
know,
if you watch that one, that's one of that's really actually probably one of the more Tamer episodes.
No, yes. Probably.
Yeah.
Hmm. Boy. I don't know. Some of the old wrestling clips, the Women of GLOW would go over big over there, I think, in the underground. Women of GLOW, like with the Farmer's Daughter.
Farmer's Daughter, and yeah. I watched the actual, well, I watched the documentary on GLOW, and then I watched the series they have going now, the fictional series.
See, I think if you could somehow sneak in a trifecta of films in Saudi Arabia, say like Dave the Beast Barnett refereeing a Razor Ramones concert, South Park, and then maybe Mae Young in bed with Mark Henry, all within a span of 5 minutes, it would be offering Saudi Arabia our cultural best, I believe.
What a variety show there.
That and maybe two select Sign of the Times. Maybe with El Ringo Tortuga in his wig. Yes.
That'd be interesting.
Yes. Well, now, boy, I had a question for Meat, and it doesn't appear that he's coming on. One of my questions was, Mr. Meat, the game of baseball was fundamentally changed when the designated hitter was established. Do you see blue-collar wrestling at the North Portland Eagles under the guidance of Tex Thompson establish a designated wrestler for 2019? That was one of my questions. Designated wrestler.
I know a little about – I don't know too much about his that organization, so –
Do you think designated wrestler would go over good at Hoosier Pro Wrestling?
Designated wrestler.
Yeah.
I doubt it. I guess it couldn't hurt sometimes.
Oh, okay. Well, now, I know that you got away from Hoosier Pro Wrestling a little bit. Have you heard of any female rookie wrestlers that made their impact for Hoosier Pro Wrestling this year? Any rookie female wrestlers?
As far as rookie goes, first, I don't think they were rookies. I mean, I don't know too much about. I know the ladies they have coming lately. They have a Haley, and I don't know how long Haley's been in the business. And we got Shauna Reed, but she's been in the business for. I'm not sure exactly how long Shauna's been in, but she's been in there longer than a year.
Oh, okay.
Depends on how you look at the word rookie. Some people think it means the first year. Some people just think it means just early in their career. Everybody uses it kind of loosely sometimes, or some people do anyway.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Stump and Steve, what are your plans for Halloween coming up?
Did I say Haley or Harley? I think her name is Harley, that one girl. I think I might have misspoke her name. So I don't have any plans for Halloween right at the moment. I'll probably be working it.
And that's at your security job, right?
Right, right.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Stump and Steve, for the first time on the Turnbuckle Turmoil show, we had a wrestler quit right around, I believe it was the 3:30 mark or halfway through the show. We had the first tap out in Turnbuckle Turmoil history.
So just quit, just hung up, huh?
Yes, he seemed to not like the directions or questions we're taking.
Oh, no warning or nothing. Did he say, I'm out of here, or did he just drop
the call? Yes, he mentioned something that the line of questioning wasn't very palatable to him.
Oh, I see.
No, it's slightly ironic that I was asking the questions. Yes.
Well, he probably hadn't heard the show very often.
That's true. Yes.
If he would listen to a few shows, he would have known. Yeah, he would have knew what he was in for if he'd listened to a few.
Well, I prefer to call it the first tap out that occurred on the Turnbuckle Turmoil show.
Hmm. Well, some don't show up at all. So.
I know, and some of our best shows, I believe, are when we improvise. Yes, improvisational. It's like improvisational.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Now, did you happen to listen to the episode where I sang Dash Venture Happy Birthday in the mode of a punk rock Happy Birthday?
How long ago was that?
Oh, that was years ago. I think that was in our second.
I may have. I can't quite remember it though.
Okay. That was inspired by the Ramones singing Mr. Burns' Happy Birthday.
Oh, okay.
I sang to Dash Venture in the same venue that the Ramones sang Happy Birthday to Mr. Burns. They were my main inspiration.
I see. I can remember the one where he had his own rap.
Oh. No, I can't, for the life of me, I can't remember. Did he rap on our show?
I thought he did. To the Night Court theme.
Confirmed, he did.
Holy smoke. Boy, I'll have to go back and listen to that. I can't remember some of that. Now, I'd say some of our episodes with Stevie Jonak and the Lounge probably had a parallel to that. Yes. Those kind of got off topic a little bit.
What happened to the Lounge anyways? Anybody run it now?
Somebody bought it out from under Shark Payne Jonak and gave it a mercy killing.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Some might have viewed it as putting a horse out of its misery, like a bad leg in the Preakness or the Kentucky Derby. Yes.
Ooh.
I mean, things got...
Wait. The Kentucky Derby. What day was that on?
I think the Kentucky Derby is run around Labor Day always. think.
No, not Labor Day.
Oh.
It's early May.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Maybe I'm thinking about the Preakness.
Maybe.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, when Ron Von Hess got on there with Stevie Jonak, things got a little bit chaotic. Chaotic. Yes.
Oh, I bet it would.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember when Stevie hosted.
Yes.
She did a fine job with it.
Well, yes. Yes, she did. Sometimes I'm saying with Ron Von Hess and Stevie, things got off topic. Yes.
Yeah, they would.
A little bit. Now, some of the more finer episodes was when Lila Lodge was on the lounge. Yes.
Yeah, I think she was a few, not too many times, but.
Not too many, yes. I'm trying to look up when the Kentucky Derby is run. Well, okay. Here, Kentucky Derby, it looks like May 3rd and 4th. Well, no, that's
right.
2019. Okay.
Depends on when the first Saturday runs. First Saturday in May, I guess.
Now, Stump and Steve, if you had a horse in the Kentucky Derby, what would you name the horse?
Early May?
Oh. Early May? Oh.
Yeah.
Is it true that Jimmy Fallon had a horse in the Kentucky Derby? I heard that he had.
Maybe he did. I'm trying to remember what was the name of the horse, or was I'm trying to remember.
Well, I
know he was
sure
on there. He had he hosted stuff. He did some kind of a. He tried to predict had the puppies predict the 2018 Kentucky Derby.
Oh, well, didn't they puppies that used to predict a Super Bowl winner, or they had puppies have a Super Bowl halftime, and they put them on like a football field, some puppies. I think that happened in the 90s until PETA got involved. Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't know about that. I guess I was kind of didn't see that when it happened.
Oh, okay.
But I saw like there's a Jimmy Fallon did a thing with the he had puppies lined up, you know, on with the numbers above them or something like that. I can't remember exactly how it went.
Well, now let me see some of the horses' names in the past years in the Kentucky Derby. You had, Groovy in 1986, Native Dancer in 1953, Orb in 2003, Wool Sandals in 1907. You had Festival King in 1959. You had Whopper in 1935. You had Burr Goo King in 1932. That's B-U-R-G-O-O, Burr Goo King. Let me see now. Adjectives named horses named after adjectives. You had Baffling in 1924, Careful in 1921, Vagrant in 1876. Did they run the Kentucky Derby in 1876?
I don't know. How old is the Kentucky Derby?
Holy smokes. Sign Guy, can you get on that and see how old the Kentucky Derby is?
I'll give it a shot.
Holy smokes. Okay, well. Oh, I don't know about the greatest movies ever. Maybe what is the site? Let me see it. Oh, okay. It says here in the 143 year history of the Kentucky Derby.
First one was 1875.
Wow. 1875. Well, the Civil War would have only been over for 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Boy, they got horses named after doctors. Let me see now. Horses named after the greatest rap. Okay, wait a second. Horses. Unnecessary sequels. Oh, okay. I guess they got horses named after television sequels, like Kojak in 1976. Quasimodo. Well, they can't. If they go back like 80 years, it can't be unnecessary sequels. Oh, I guess there's movie sequels. Okay. Because they got Macbeth 2. That was named after a horse in 1888. Let me see now. Sea Trek in 1988. I said Macbeth 2 in 1888. Rumbo in 1980. I don't know if Rambo had been out by then. I don't think so. West by West in 1992. Social Outcast in 1954. Okay. West by West. I think James Dean was in that. West by
Remember
Northwest.
Seattle Slough?
Oh, yes. That was like 1978.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Triple Crown winner.
Mm.
Yes. Now, Stump and Steve, can you name any more Triple Crown winners besides Seattle Slough?
I can't without Googling.
I think there was a horse named Affirmed pretty recently. And then in the 1930s, I think there was Man of War.
Yeah, not the Portuguese Man of War.
No. Gosh, and there was one other horse back then that was really famous. Maybe I'm thinking of Man of War, but oh well, okay. Let me see now. Here was a horse in 2016. Sudden breaking news. Okay. Well, that's something. Sudden breaking news. Let me see now. Well, there was a horse named Danza in 2014, Macho Man in 2011, Bourbon in 1903. Oh, okay. Secretariat was a Triple Crown winner.
Right.
That was 1973. Seattle Slough. I think War Admiral back would have been a Triple Crown winner. That was like a Depression era horse, War Admiral.
Well, okay. They still had during the Depression. They still had it.
Yeah. Oh yes, yes. People went to the racetrack. There was still kind of your rich and elite people that could afford to go to the track. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Holy smokes. I wonder if they're going to ever have a horse named Charles Barkley.
I wouldn't think so, but he could probably buy one.
How about Happy Gilmore?
That would be interesting.
Yeah. Wow, okay. All right. Well, now... sign guy, are you? Do you have any plans to fix this sign of the times? Recent, is that possible?
It's possible. I'll give it consideration, but no guarantees.
He could dub over it. He could just dub his voice over it, and the lip sync would be off. He could just like mute the sound and just talk over it.
Possibly, but last night's show that I planned to attend was canceled, so, you know, it'd also be inaccurate as well. Those tribal funerals are the dirt worst for independent wrestling shows that run in tribal gyms.
I didn't know that event was canceled, Sign Guy.
It was, in fact, canceled very late because of a death in the tribe, so they had no access to the school gym anymore.
You're fine. I think Stump and Steve would be very interested in that time that we were on a tribal center land and someone got thrown through a glass table, or at least his backside hit a glass table. Can you tell them about that? I believe the tag team that was involved in that was called Rolling Too Deep.
I can, if he confirms that's what he wants.
Would you like to hear about this, Stump and Steve, an infamous
sure.
incident? Okay. Go
well,
ahead, son.
Rolling Too Deep was in this match. It was against Christopher Ryzik and Johnny Obsession. A glass, I guess it was a mirror, came out. Cadillac Callis went right through the thing. There was blood and glass all over the place. He was picking glass out of his tights for months.
Ooh. That wouldn't feel too great.
No. But then later, Cadillac took a plastic pirate sword and he stuck it right up the nether regions of Christopher Ryzik.
Oh. That wouldn't
yes,
feel too good
got,
either.
And I got sunburned at that event pretty bad. Yes.
You got to wear that sunscreen.
I remember I brought, it was one of the times when someone in the, I think his name was Budget Deficit, bought a megaphone to the event.
Is it, what did he think? He was Jimmy Hart or something?
Yes. And then even Lila Lodge grabbed the megaphone from Budget Deficit, and she couldn't quite know how to use it in the ring. She didn't know the volume. It was a seminal moment in Northwest wrestling history.
It really was. She spent several minutes trying to get that to work, and then Rob, the ROB, if you will, got it to work in like half a second. It worked fine.
Yes.
She was probably overthinking it.
Well, there have been several requests to have that megaphone return. Yes. Especially at Blue Collar Wrestling with Pa Moonshine. Pa Moonshine himself had some type of megaphone to the ring, but all it would produce would be the siren sounds. That's it. He never talked to you.
So he just wanted to
someday,
be like Papa Siren
yes.
or something. Else.
Yeah, just sirens.
Huh.
I myself didn't really find that. I found that 98% of a turnoff and 2% I applauded him. Moonshine. He always seems, whenever there's intermission and the crowds have been very good lately at Blue Collar Wrestling, whenever he sees me, he gets very animated. Seems to me that he semi took seriously my offer to have a stepladder match with him. Stepladder match.
How would that work? Just like a regular ladder match, or only
yes.
using a stepladder?
Just a stepladder that comes up to shin height. Yes.
And you got something hanging above the ring?
Well, I don't know. What would you suggest? Like money
well,
in the briefcase match?
Or you could have something like hanging like way 5 feet out of your reach and you keep trying to hop. You know, you're on a stepladder and just trying to hop until you can reach it, but you're still out of reach.
Whoa! Hey, then now that would be pretty good.
It depends on how high your stepladder is. I mean, there's various heights of stepladders.
Well, that's true.
They're typically not as high as, the standard, ladders you see in matches that are ladder matches. But
yeah, now about 5 months ago, Pa Moonshine, four months ago, Pa Moonshine was in the hospital recovering from a broken leg. So I don't think he'd want to go very high at all.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think he would want to try that right now.
Well, I myself still have my hops. You know, I think I could hop a little bit higher. I think my vertical leap would still be a little bit higher than Bomb Moonshine's. Yes.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
It might come down pretty hard, too.
That's true. Boy. Okay. I don't know.
Maybe you would
need
one of those like a stick or something, you know.
A stick?
A stick or one of those grabby devices, you know, where you don't have to bend over to pick up something, but only you could use it to grab above yourself, you know.
Oh, okay.
Although that would have to be allowed in the stipulation, though.
Okay. A stipulation match, yes. Okay. Well, now, Stump and Steve, would you say you yourself are a connoisseur or an expert on late night talk shows?
I don't know about being an expert, but I know a little bit.
Right. Wasn't there one show back in the late 90s where the guest or the host regularly had some guy do a running start, go on one of those springboards and launch himself in a suit of Velcro onto a sticky wall where the guest would stick to a sticky wall and Velcro?
I think I remember something about it. I'm trying to think what show that was on.
Oh, okay. Sangai, can you get on this right away? Are you at a computer?
Yes. How would I search for that?
Just put in, talk show Velcro sticking. I think you might get something like that. I believe it was on the Dave Letterman show.
Dave Letterman.
Yeah, it was. It was David Letterman. I did my own little Googling here.
Oh, okay.
There's like a 1984 Velcro Letterman. If you look that up, there's a clip on YouTube, 1984, the Velcro Letterman.
Who was the guest doing this at the time?
Well, this one, I think, looks like David Letterman's on here, but I don't know if he's hurling himself. He's got like a ball that he is tossed at him, so it might be a different version of it.
Oh, well, now what?
It's a ball that sticks to him. Yeah.
Oh, a ball. All
right. I think I remember another show, though, where a person had a bodysuit on where they tried to, like you were saying, but I can't recall what that one was on. Maybe it was Letterman. I don't know, but the clip I see is not the one that we're talking about.
Yeah. Oh.
Although, wait a minute. I'm not watching this whole clip. There is a part here where springboard, there's a little round trampoline.
Yes.
And a wall. So maybe this is it. Okay, Letterman did it. Yeah, he did do it. He's got the Velcro suit on. He jumped up to the wall, face into the wall with the Velcro on, and got stuck.
Okay. Holy smokes. Hey, he used to have a stuntman on there, Stuntman Dave or something like that. Pretty regular. This guy would go on racetracks and do things, and he was always dressed like an Evel Knievel suit.
Super Dave Osborne.
That was Super Dave Osborne.
He had his own show on HBO. He had on either one of the cable channels. I don't know if it was HBO or Showtime. Super Dave Osborne.
Wow. Now, Stump and Steve, do you believe Super Dave Osborne influenced the cast of Jackass? Wasn't he before Jackass?
Yes, he was.
Oh,
his stuff was more over the top. Well, you would have to see it to believe it.
Yeah. And you know, the guy that played who was the guy that played Wee Man on Jackass? Vern Trainer?
No, Vern Troyer, but Vern Troyer, we lost him on Vern Troyer in the last year or so. I don't think Wee Man was Vern Troyer. That was Jason Acuna.
Oh.
Acuna, oh, yeah. Okay. He's still alive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now I know that one of the members, a cast of Jackass, I think he was drinking at a bar one night, and he had not got a lot of sleep, and he crashed his car at like 110 miles per hour.
Oh,
110.
My.
Yes. And he was one of the better known cast members of Jackass. Pretty tragic.
Wow.
Yes.
That is bad.
Boy, I'm not sure. Maybe I could Google that real quick. Let me see. Jackass member car crash. He was one of the better known. Here we go. Jackass member dies in car crash. Let me see if I could bring that up. Ryan Matthew Dunn. That might be him. Oh. Ryan Dunn. I think.
Wow, that's. I haven't watched that show too much, or the films, or whatever.
He was only 34.
Wow, like 2011, I believe.
Let me see. On June 20th, 2011, at around 3:30 a.m., Dunn and Zachary Hartwell, a production assistant on Jackass Number 2, were killed when Dunn's Porsche 911 GT3 veered off the road, struck a tree, and burst into flames in West Goshen Township, Chester County, Pennsylvania. Ooh.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
see,
not
now,
good.
I know that Don Vito Morgana died at age 59. Holy smokes. Wow. I guess Dunn had twice the legal blood alcohol limit when he crashed that Porsche. Twice. Ouch, that's quite a bit. Yes.
Yeah, that's really bad. Yeah.
34, boy, okay. All right. Well, Stump and Steve, we're getting at the part of the show where you predict, we have our guests predict the Super Bowl semifinals. Who's going to be in the semifinals for both leagues?
Well, I don't follow it too closely.
Uh-huh.
But semifinals.
Yes. The two matchups right before the finals. I'm going to say Pittsburgh is going to be in one. Pittsburgh.
Well, that's probably got a good chance of it, I guess.
They're going to surprise you.
Is New England still in?
New England, I think they have evened the record at 3-3 after a rocky start. 3-3 now.
They're always seem like they're always in it, and it's like they're they get to the point where they're like sick of them. I mean, it's like whatever other team playing the Patriots, that's the team that most of the country roots for.
Do you believe that there is a Hoosier pro wrestler that is New England Patriot like? That always seems to be in the finals. Always seems to be in the main event year after year after year. That because of
I wouldn't say always, but I would say Flash Flanagan has been but Flash is pretty well liked. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Well. Now, I know that the Seahawks had a good game against the Raiders today, and they've come back 2-3-3 after starting 0-2. However, they missed the playoffs last year with a 9-7 record. They missed it. So I don't think they're going to be in there. How about maybe Denver? Denver might make it to the semifinals. Yes, this year.
You never know. I mean, we've got a little ways to go yet.
Now, I know you say you don't follow it that much, but have you heard of this rookie running back, Saquon Barkley, for the Giants? Saquon Barkley.
I've heard the name.
Oh, okay. He's doing very well, very well. He's had some eye-popping runs. Did you ever see Allen Iverson go up against Michael Jordan and do that cross fake on Michael Jordan that completely faked out Michael? It's called a crossover.
I think I remember that. Yeah.
Yes. Saquon Barkley has done that running downfield in his rookie season. The defenders.
Wow.
He's someone very to watch. I only say that, Stomp and Steve, because Saquon Barkley is in my fantasy football league as my running back.
Yeah, 6 foot tall, 234.
Yes.
21 years old. Yeah.
Yes.
He's got some years to go yet.
Quite a few. Although, you know, running backs, their average in the NFL is only like about 4 or 5 years. 5 years.
Oh, I see.
So much. Yes. Now, I know Earl Campbell lasted longer, but Earl Campbell was like 5'10 and 230 pounds, but he had 34-inch thighs.
Ah. Powerful.
Here's a quiz for you. What college team did Earl Campbell play for?
I don't know.
The Texas. With their Texas Longhorn steer.
Okay.
It's rumored that Earl Campbell once ran out of bounds and ran into that steer and knocked the steer back a foot.
Well, that's
yeah.
You never know. That's University of Texas at Austin. Was that it?
Yes.
Or that could, yeah, that's where he was at. Yeah.
Now, if Sign Guy ran out of bounds in a flag football game, could he knock a sheep back a foot? A sheep? Sign Guy.
He might be able to.
Oh, okay.
Was that a Dave Turner reference, the black sheep?
Yeah, it could have been, yes. Dave Turner, the black sheep.
Black sheep, but not the movie, huh? The rolling downhill scene, I love that.
I didn't know there was a movie called Black Sheep.
That's Chris Farley movie.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Right, it was this other movie he did after Tommy Boy another one he did with David Spade.
Mmm.
It's one of the only movies that Gene Siskel walked out of halfway through.
Who would ever walk out of the movie of that quality?
Yeah, Gene Siskel, I remember he said he walked out of the movie just partway through.
I mean, that movie was a very good comedy.
From what I saw, it was goofy.
Time left, so we'll wrap this
up,
Stump and Steve. If there's anything you want to say, plug and promote, perhaps start a missing persons report on Meek, go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm sad I didn't get to talk to him again. I don't know what happened, but maybe some other time we can do this again. I mean, I don't know what happened.
I blame Lance Dean. He's scheduled to fight me today. And, of course, Lance Deaning somebody is an industry term meaning not showing up after you confirmed. I blame Lance Dean for this. Perhaps you would like a match with Lance Dean.
I don't know who to blame, but, you know, I would like to talk to him. And if this is the second time, maybe third time's a charm. You never know.
Hopefully. If Lance Dean hasn't done away with Meat, I will try to get to the bottom of this and get this rescheduled. But can I talk to Patty Dietz today and see if she will schedule a Stompin' Steve versus Lance Dean match if, in fact, Lance Dean is behind this?
Well, we'll see.
All right, I will put in the word. We'll try to get that done.
Right.
All right, fans, if anyone out there has seen Meat, please notify the authorities. He's a large man, face painted, wears a brown jumpsuit, yells out the word Meat a lot. He is missing. He's been Lance Deaned. He has Lance Deaned his appearance here. Hopefully he's all right. You can find me at the North Portland Eagles later today for Blue Collar Wrestling. You can see me in the Seattle Times today. I'm in that. So get out there, support your local independent wrestling, wherever it may be, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Shine.